We have a program called United Nay, which takes at-risk youth and works with them. We use equines for their therapy. What we do is we use horses because horses are congruent. So, like, we don't use dogs because if you have a dog, the dog loves you regardless. Horses aren't that way. They mirror the image of the participant. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, if a child is angry, the horse is angry. Mm-hmm. So the child has to change their behavior in order to interact with the horse. And what we do is we transfer that to a human partner, and we also require that they have tutoring. We offer tutoring in the classroom, and they have to keep their grades up, and our goal is high school graduation. At this point, we have 100% graduation rate. Had 103 kids graduate from high school that probably would not.
How does it all begin when they first come here?
We bring them in, and they have three times they come, and they kind of mirror one of the other participants for three times just to see if it's a good match, because obviously if they don't like horses, this kind of program doesn't work. And then they get to work with some horses, and depending on their experience, we kind of match them with a horse, and they each get assigned a program horse, and they're responsible for that animal, so they have to do all the work that goes along with it. So it's kind of a work ethic program.
When you say they're responsible for it, what are some of the things they do?
They feed it, they clean up after it, they take care of it if it has an injury. They ride it.
We're not using the names of the girls participating in this program. This one has been doing so for 6 years.
I really like it here. It's very family oriented. And when I came here, I was living with my abusive stepdad. And when he would drink, he'd get very violent. And this just gave me a safe place to come and get away from it all and be happy for once and be a kid.
When you first came here, did you have any trepidation, any hesitancy, or did you take to it right away?
I took to it right away. I met Joe, and it was awesome. And she gave me the mutual respect that I wanted all along. Mm-hmm. Because growing up with my stepdad, it was either respect me or, you know, get hurt or something like that.
How does this affect your life away from here?
The horses have definitely taught me patience. But Joe has taught me how to be a better person, not just here, but outside of the barn and everywhere else. You know, you got to show respect to get the respect.
Could you imagine 6 years ago that you would be talking the way you are today?
No way.
Tell them what you were like.
Oh, I was an angry child. I would get suspended from school just to get suspended. I basically got a rush from getting in trouble, and now I'm just like, that is so stupid. Like, I can never, like, I can't picture going back to myself like 6 years ago. There's no way I'd be able to.
Like this girl, the next also has found that working with the horses creates life beyond the barn that's just a little bit smoother.
This has not only changed your life when you're here, but I guess more importantly, when you're away from here, it impacts your life?
Yes, definitely. It's even helped me with relationships. You know, working with the horses has definitely brought me to be able to actually, like, talk to my parents more and be closer with them and be thankful for them.
Not all of the kids who participate in the United Nay program come from troubled households or come out of the legal system. Some of them have physical disabilities. And either way, the program allows them to see things differently, as in this case, literally.
I'm considered legally blind. So I came to Joe and I said, can I ride even though I'm legally blind and I have dyslexia? Yes, I get my sides confused left and right. But my horse is my second pair of eyes. It reads your body language and it kind of reads your mind. You can tell it what you want it to do and he does it for you. I can now jump a fence that's 2 foot.
And which horse do you work with?
Eddie.
Tell me about Eddie.
He's a really sweet horse. He's energetic. He loves to listen to you. He loves to please you. He wants to please you in any way that he can. He's just a really fun, cuddly horse. And when I have a bad day, say it's at home or at school or anywhere, I can come here and not be angry anymore.
In talking to these participants, one of the things that's most impressive is they see beyond the moment, and all of them have incredible plans, including this one.
I was failing school. I was also kind of failing at being a good daughter and a good sister. My older brother has autism. And I needed a place where it could keep me in check and get me in order and in line, but also not yell at me and, you know, be aggressive. And Joanne has helped me see that speeding through life, not caring about what happens and, you know, just kind of going around obstacles and not paying attention to them really doesn't work. And that you need to take time to figure them out and get through them and learn from them, not just not care about them, but actually work on them and learn from them.
Now, what kind of riding do you do with your horse?
Right now, I'm actually qualifying for the. I'm actually qualified for the show jumping team, and so we're doing a lot of jumping.
So here's a case where you actually do have obstacles in front of you.
Yes, I do.
And you need to face them, and you need to overcome them. Has that really been part of the thing that's helped you in your life?
Yes, it has. Gus, the horse I'm taking to show jumping, has he speeds over them. He will glide over them like they're nothing, and he'll stop and halt if I'm not in it. And if I'm not willing to take him over it and go through the obstacle with him, he'll stop and put me over the fence by myself. So it's really taught me to, you know, even if you miss it, you go back around to the obstacle and go over it and go through it. You can't just, oh, screw it, I'm going to go around it. Mm-hmm. You have to turn back around and go through it. And I was able to transfer that from here with Joanne working with that all the way to home, and now everything is so much better. Yeah. It's calmer, it's quieter, and obstacles are taken with better care and with more trying to work through them instead of just, oh, I don't care, I'm just going to leave. So that's, if I hadn't been here, I don't think I'd be in a good spot.
What do you see for your future?
For my future, I see graduating high school. And I see going into Virginia Tech, hopefully, and doing either veterinary work or becoming a surgeon.